From PRI, Public Radio International, welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This week we travel back in time to the Italian city of Venice. Lined with gondola-filled canals, stunning architecture, and mystical glass, Venice still enchants visitors with its multi-layered history and culture, not to mention its many centuries of splendid music. And it wasn't just Monteverdi. We'll hear music from several centuries by other musicians who worked in Venice, plus music from the ensemble Le Miroir de Musique from their 2015 release, The Voice of Orpheus.
Thank you.
Calami Sonum Ferentes by Cipriano de Rore, arranged for cornets and sackbuts by William Dungois. We heard Ensemble Ventosum on their 2015 Pan Classics release L'Arte dei Pifari, cornets and sackbuts in early Baroque Italy. It is the city of mirrors, the city of mirages, at once solid and liquid, at once air and stone. That quote from author Erica Jong was describing the Italian city of Venice. At the heart of Venice is San Marco, or St. Mark's Basilica, sometimes nicknamed Chiesa d'Oro, or Church of Gold, for its elaborate Byzantine mosaics and striking facade. For much of Venetian history, the music in the space rivaled its architectural majesty. Often groups of vocalists and instrumentalists would set up in various parts of the organ lofts above the congregation, as well as on the floor and occasionally on temporary stages. This created a multi-directional experience for the congregants, who would be bathed in sound, as it were. Italian composer Girolamo della Casa worked at San Marco. His motet Jubilate Deo for 12 voices would have been heard in the Church of Gold at the turn of the 16th century.
Thank you.
Ensemble Ventosum performed Jubilate Deo from Girolamo Dalla Casa's first book of motets. That was from their 2015 recording L'Arte dei Pifferi, Cornets and Sackbuts in Early Baroque Italy. Claudio Merulo is somewhat overshadowed today by his contemporaries Antonio and Giovanni Gabrielli, but in his day he was considered by some to be the greatest keyboard composer and teacher of his age. Like Dalla Casa, he worked at San Marco, composing music for church use as well as for private and official celebrations. Merulo developed an interest in instrument technology also, so much so that later in life he built a small chamber organ for use at the Parma Conservatory. Here's a ricercar from Merulo's Intavolatura d'Organo, or Organ Tablature, Book 1.
Thank you.
We heard Ricercar del Quarto Tono by Claudio Merulo, performed by harpsichordist Glenn Wilson from the 2017 Naxos release Marco Antonio Cavazzoni. The Republic of Venice, or La Serenissima, was ruled by a doge, or chief magistrate, for over a millennium. By the 14th century, the doge employed musicians to celebrate state events as well as to show the wealth and might of the Republic. Doge Francesco Dandolo was head of the Venetian government for a decade in the mid-14th century. In order to expand Venice's hold on inland territories, Dandolo conscripted citizens into military service rather than hire mercenaries. Although the motet we're about to hear was for a Catholic feast, we know that military as well as cultural dominance was on the doge's mind. Here's the motet Ave Corpus Sanctum, Adolescens Protomartyr, by Marchetto of Padua, composed in honor of Doge Francesco Dandolo for the Feast of St. Stephen.
Oh.
We heard the motet Ave Corpus Sanctum Adolescens Protomartyr by Marchetto de Padua. Lanfranco Menga led Ensemble Ectoikos in the 2017 Tactus release Venezia Mundi Splendor. The Doges of Venice wanted to make sure La Serenissima enjoyed her victories. To celebrate Padua's annexation to the Venetian Republic in 1406, Johannes Ciconia wrote a motet for Doge Michel Steno. The text of the motet begins, "Venice, splendor of the world, you are the ornament of Italy. In you flourishes every reason to envy for the perfection of purity. Rejoice, O Mother of the Sea, salvation, thanks to whom all evil is purified." That was Venetiae Mundi Splendor, Michael Qui Stena Domus, a motet by Johannes Ciconia, performed by La Reverdy, directed by Claudia Cofagni. The Doges of Venice also employed wind players in an ensemble called Pifferi del Doge, wind and brass instruments played for processionals as well as in cathedrals. Although shams and sackbuts were often played, cornetti slowly replaced shams, especially for indoor activities. Here's some music that would have been heard outside, Canzone Villanesche alla Napolitana by Adrian Willert, music for Renaissance winds and percussion performed by La Pifaresca. Thank you. That was Canzone Villanesche alla Napoletana by Adrian Willaert. We heard La Pifaresca on their 2016 glossa release Di Guerra e di Pace, Renaissance Music for Winds and Percussion. Our playlist, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani, and this is PRI, Public Radio International. Much like today's freelance performers, Francesco Cavalli found success through a combination of stable church work and organizing and investing in his own projects. Although he worked in San Marco under Monteverdi, Cavalli's career really took off when he married a rich Venetian, Maria Sozomeno. With Maria's support, financial and emotional, Cavalli was able to invest time and money into operatic ventures. In 1639, Venice's first public theater opened, Teatro San Cassiano. It was here that most of Cavalli's operas were premiered, including Oremonte. We'll hear the duet Qui cade al tuo pie from Francesco Cavalli's opera Oremonte.
Dirlo. Pur che te vai che d'oro il sol mi splenda.
Qui cade al tuo pie, from Francesco Cavalli's opera Orimonte. We heard singers Giulia Semenzato and Raphael Pe perform with La Veneziana, directed by Claudio Cavina. Venetian opera was imitated and exported throughout Italy and beyond. After spending much of his early career at San Marco in Venice, Italian composer Antonio Cesti was appointed to work in the court of Innsbruck, Austria. His opera L'Argia was premiered in the Innsbruck Court Theatre. The opera punctuates a moment in Swedish history when Queen Christina abdicated the throne in order to convert to Catholicism. Her Austrian allies celebrated the conversion by performing L'Argia. The prologue begins, "Of the stellar motions, the proud rival, Christine shines forth on earth. And as wise as she is beautiful, she sets hearts aflame. Bright constellations, which from the spheres gaze down on the earth, do not flee, stay to admire the proud splendors of Sweden."
Oh, Cinzia splende, ride, ride in ciel. Cinzia splende, ride, ride in ciel. Te vedesti o stelle, vedesti o stelle più lenta, più vertoraci, più belle.
We heard the Sinfonia and Prologue to Antonio Cesti's La Regia, with libretto by Giovanni Filippo Apolloni. Francesca Aspromonte, soprano, performed with Il Pomodoro, directed by Enrico Onofri. In our featured release segment this week, Ensemble La Miroir de Musique, based in Basel, Switzerland, brings to life vocal and instrumental music from the late Middle Ages and Renaissance. In their 2015 Richacar release, Sulla Lira, The Voice of Orpheus, the ensemble plays with the concept of the poetic recitation associated with the story of Orpheus. In paintings of Orpheus, he's depicted with his lyra. According to Greek myth, the messenger god Hermes created an instrument out of a tortoiseshell and strings for his father, Zeus. Known as a thief and a trickster, Hermes stole a cow from his brother Apollo and used its gut to make the strings. When he was caught red-handed, instead of giving the instrument to Zeus, Hermes gave the lyra to Apollo, who then freed him. According to some versions of the story, Apollo later gave the instrument to his son, Orpheus, and it's been associated with Orpheus ever since. Here is O Stella Matutina by Leonardo Giustiniani. Music performed in the declamatory style Al Modo d'Orfeo, in the mode of Orpheus, performed by Maria Cristina Kier, soprano, and Bridget Gasser, lirone. Orpheus is depicted with instruments other than the lira, too. Some of these include lirone, violin, and lira di braccio. Like the ancient lyre, the lira di braccio has seven strings. Two of these are offset from the neck to produce drones, and the other five lie on top of the neck, where they can be used to produce distinct diatonic pitches. Since the lira di braccio has a flat bridge, it's an ideal instrument for accompaniment, as the flat bridge enables the player to more easily bow multiple strings at the same time, thus creating chords. We'll hear an anonymous setting of Udite, Selve, Mie Dolce Parole, performed with lira de braccio.
Udite, Selve, mie dolce parole, febbrina al sole. Udite se la verde dolce parole, poiché la ninfa mia
Udite salve mie dolce parole, featuring tenor Giovanni Cantarini with Baptiste Romain playing lira de braccio, from the CD Sulla Lira, The Voice of Orpheus. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found in our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia from PRI, Public Radio International. Harmonia is the production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoopsch. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ and engineer Rachel Boyd at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.
PRI, Public Radio International.